Bridgewater is a production of iHeartRadio 3D Audio and Grim and Mild from Aaron Mankey. For full exposure, listen with headphones. Listener discretion advised.
I know you're all still grieving. I am too. I may not have known Celeste personally, but she was beloved by everyone in the gathering, not just the ones here in Bridgewater. I wish we had time to properly mourn, to give Celeste the goodbye she deserves, to determine who she would have wanted to lead you in her stead. But unfortunately, we don't. Celeste, as much as she tried her best, has left us with a less than ideal situation. What the children started back in the 70s, she tried to finish, but as I'm sure you all know by now, that's not what happened. Despite all her best laid plans, Celeste didn't succeed. She didn't get all the way through the portal. The liminal has been left wanting. Perhaps if she had finished the ritual properly, we wouldn't be facing the situation we are, but there are things that need to be dealt with. Doors that need to be opened and closed, protections that need to be put in place. Things here in this region were unbalanced long before Celeste's death. They've been unbalanced for decades, but I think we all know it's now worse than ever. It's up to us now to fix it, to do whatever we can to put things back into balance. There is a rift in the Bridgewater Triangle, a tear big enough to let things out, but too small to let us in. That has to change.
Hey, are you sure you're feeling okay? Because I can get stuff for dinner on my own.
I'm fine, Jeremy. I'm fine.
Dad, you collapsed.
I collapsed. I got a little woozy. It's no big deal.
So you've been in a lot of earthquakes. Olivia explained a bit about climate change to me. Does Massachusetts get a lot of earthquakes now?
No. That's not... climate change is serious, but it's, there were some earthquakes when I was in California for college, and my mom is still out there, like I said, so I've been out to a visit a bit.
Right, California.
Right.
Very exciting. What made you want to come back?
Here just seemed like a good place for folklore academics. I don't know. I never really felt right staying away too long for some reason. I guess part of me knew that I had unfinished business here.
Must have been hard, you know, growing up with what happened to me. I imagine it was pretty big news at the time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everyone had their theories. But, you know, people lost interest eventually. No offense. Mom did a pretty good job of shielding me from it.
Is she? Her husband is a good man? Is she happy?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know. We're not that close, actually. Right. I think that's good for veggies. Let's get some pasta.
Do you cook a lot?
Not as much as I should, probably. I never really got off my thesis diet, to be honest.
Lots of fast food and too much coffee?
Oh, so you're familiar.
I always worried steakout meals were going to put me in an early grave.
Well,
sorry.
Speaking of food, you ate earlier, right, with Vipin and Olivia?
Yeah, but that was hours ago. By the time we get home, I'll definitely be hungry for dinner.
No. I mean, how did you feel afterwards? You didn't get sick again, did you?
No, I'm fine.
You were fine, like you didn't get sick or you felt okay?
I didn't get sick.
And have you been sleeping?
Jeremy, what is this?
I know you think you're fine, but I'm worried. Look, if this is the Fey Realm, then they're not known for their fair deals. And if we have accidentally broken some rule...
I know. This is why we need to get Alden out and make sure the gate is closed.
I'm just more focused on keeping you alive and here for right now. Can we just forget Alden and whatever monsters are roaming around out there? You are now my responsibility. And if the in-between is really seeping out into our world, then I need to make sure that it can't hurt you.
I understand your concern, Jeremy, but this is bigger than just me. And maybe if we focus on fixing things, whatever's going on with me will just resolve itself.
Okay, so you're admitting that there is something going on with you.
I think I spent a long time in a very strange place, and maybe that put my body through a lot, and I think it's not your job to worry about it. Hey, focus on what you're good at. You spent your life understanding all of this stuff, and you're going to figure it out. I know you will.
Dad, I feel like I'm going crazy. I don't know where to put my focus. I don't know what to worry about. I had to go to my job yesterday, and I had to get up in front of a group of college students and pretend like everything was normal. No, it's like seeing a natural disaster on the news, you know? It's terrifying and it's awful, and you want to help people affected by it, but there's really nothing that you can do, not at the moment, because you can't stop a storm and you can't protect all those people because you're just a single person thousands of miles away, right? But in this situation, the natural disaster is in the next town over, so maybe I do have to worry about the tornado hitting me, except for right now, my house is also on fire. So it also feels like I should focus on that first. But while all of that is going on, I have been handed this winning lottery ticket. You. I don't know if I'm making any sense.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a fucking lot, and I don't know how you're so fucking calm.
I've had at least 40 years to come to terms with magic, or whatever this is, being real.
It's not just about... All of this has to be overwhelming for you. I mean, you last saw your son when he was 5, and now I'm a middle-aged man, and your girlfriend is an old woman, and you have a daughter that you haven't even met, and I don't know how you're not freaking out every fucking second.
I actually did meet Shelley earlier today.
What?
I haven't told Anne yet. Olivia brought me.
Oh, Christ. I don't even know how to react to this.
She did not react well. Olivia's going to work on her.
Jesus.
It's not that I'm unaffected, but I'm good in a crisis. I always have been.
I guess that's the cop in you, huh?
It's the dad in me. You can't fall apart when you've got a kid to take care of.
Yeah, well, you don't need to worry about me. I'm not a kid anymore.
No, you're not. But I'm still going to worry, especially since...
Especially since I am having a breakdown in the middle of the dry goods aisle.
Look, you'll buck up. You're just not used to all this high-stress stuff. I get it.
What do you mean by that?
But you're not alone in this, all right? We've got a real brain trust. You've got all the folklore stuff. Anne's the best investigator I've ever met. And Vipin and Olivia are going to that weird group you found tonight. We've got it all covered. You don't have to put out the fire and prepare for the tornado all by yourself. You just have to stay tough.
Okay.
But come on, let's get out of here. Let's get the pasta. Go home.
Are we sure this is the right place?
Pretty sure. They said they'd be in the back, right? Maybe there's another room.
Right. Should we order something? It feels rude to come to a bar and not order something fried.
Well, it's not like we're taking up seats that could go to paying customers, right? I mean, this place is dead.
I'm telling you, something's different
but
now.
But what could have changed? There's been no full moon, no planet movement.
Why, you always think it's the planets.
This is why I think we should revisit the ley line theory, I'm just saying.
Why would...
Can I help you?
Yeah. Is this the Paranormal Seekers?
Who's asking?
Oh my god, so dramatic. Yes, we are. Some of them, at least. He always wants to act like we're some secret ghost hunting squad. I'm Cindy, this is Kevin and Spencer.
Hi.
Hi.
And you guys are totally welcome to join, just pull up a chair.
I'm Olivia. This is Vipin.
Nice to meet you guys.
We're pretty new to the whole legend-tripping thing, so when we saw that you guys were actually meeting in person...
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? This is actually the first time we are meeting face-to-face.
So you guys aren't all from here?
I live here, but Cindy's up in Vermont and Kevin's out in Indianapolis.
And you came to Bridgewater just because, what, weird stuff is happening?
Something's changing.
Besides, I had some vacation days to use.
We've been talking about getting together for some group legend tripping for a while now.
So did you all go and see the cows?
The cows?
The ones at Oakley Farms?
What happened?
Oh, weird. I thought one of your members went to look into it.
It's possible. I know some of the other folks are Boston-based, so...
We're not all in regular touch with each other. The three of us have just been talking online for a long time. We bonded over our shared obsession with the Bridgewater Triangle.
So, the cows?
Oh, right. Well, these cows were eviscerated. Totally torn apart by something.
Yikes.
Yeah, it was really rough.
You saw them?
Yeah, here. If you're squeamish, you might not want to look.
Oh my god.
Are those teeth marks on its ribs?
What the actual hell?
It's exactly our question.
So you guys are real believers, then?
Well...
What constitutes a real believer?
I mean, we've all got our different perspectives, things we agree on and don't agree on.
I just think if you read a little bit more about planet alignment and moon phases...
It's astrology, Cindy. It's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Ignore them. This argument is ancient.
And it will never be resolved. But that's not the point. Regardless of what we believe, we all think there's something unexplainable out there. Not just in the world in general, but specifically here, in the Bridgewater Triangle.
In that case, then, yeah, I think you could call us true believers.
There's definitely something more here.
So what exactly do you both believe?
We're still figuring that out, or at least I am.
I think that monsters are real. Like the big teeth, supernatural strength, beasts of myth monsters. As to where they come from or what exactly they are, I'm still figuring that bit out.
And what about you, Vipin? Do you believe in monsters?
Yeah. I think I do. I think I was attacked by one.
What?
What? What kind?
It was about a week ago. See this scratch here?
Holy shit!
The doctor told me it was an owl, but...
You were the owl attack?
Yeah. Wait, how do you...
I'm a nurse at the hospital. I'd heard we had an owl attack come in and thought it was weird, that it might be something else.
You didn't tell us that.
Well, it's not exactly ethical to share information for my job.
It's not like you would have told us anything about who it was. We don't even live here.
Still a gray area.
You said this was a week ago?
Yeah.
So, you guys have also had encounters?
Well, no.
None of us have ever actually seen anything.
But there's been lots of reports.
Just never any hard proof. Which doesn't mean those things didn't happen. But it can be hard to weed out the drug trips from the genuinely paranormal.
And there have been more reports overall, recently.
Big time.
Like what?
It'd almost be faster to list the things that haven't happened in the last few weeks.
At least three Bigfoot sightings?
A Thunderbird sighting, which hasn't happened in years.
A bunch of reports of either UFOs or Will-O-Wisps or some kind of hovering lights all over the place. Freetown, Hawkmock, the Nip.
And the return of a bunch of the classics. Ghost Laughter at Melrose Cemetery, the Red-Headed Hitchhiker, even a spotting of the Dover Demon.
The three of us put together an official submission form on the forum for just the Bridgewater Triangle. And it has been blowing up.
Yeah, and now an owl attack and animal evisceration? We were right. Things are definitely escalating.
Okay, but what does that all mean? Let's say all of it is true. The sightings, the hauntings, the monster attacks, all in the last month. What would that mean?
That we're fucked?
Kevin?
I don't see how it could mean anything else. Something's pissed and ready to get its revenge.
Revenge?
The Bigfoot sightings are what tipped me off. A lot of people think Bigfoot is this, like, gentle giant, but that's not based in anything. What we do know is that most human interactions with Bigfoot have been bad. And there's a growing suspicion among people like us that Bigfoot is actually an apex predator, who functions as a kind of queen bee for other monsters.
Okay, he's overstating it. There is Kevin and a few of his friends who think that.
Think about it, Cindy. Bigfoot starts attacking because we've encroached on his territory. But it's not enough. We still stick around, so he starts to send other creatures after us.
Except a lot of what's happened is definitely ghost-related, which can't be explained by Bigfoot at all. But if stuff has gotten misaligned in the cosmos as a whole, it would make sense for ghosts to be more visible than they have been previously.
Okay, Cindy, but then you have to admit that ley lines could provide the exact same kind of explanation.
No, I don't, Spencer, because there's no proof that ley lines exist, whereas the planets actually do exist.
But no one has proven that their orbits can cause spiritual activity.
Wait. Okay, back up. What are ley lines?
Invisible lines drawn across the world that contain Earth energies. They connect different historical structures and were supposedly used by different ancient civilizations.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. You know your stuff.
I study mythology, so...
See? Mythology. Okay, but there's so much evidence of the supernatural in texts from ancient civilizations. So wouldn't it make sense that they figured out what was causing all of it? Before we got so bogged down in empirical science?
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Look, I still want hard proof for things, but just because something doesn't have proof doesn't mean I'm not going to believe it.
Can't that logic be used to excuse a whole lot of dangerous pseudo-science, though?
Sure, but I mean, anything can be used for evil.
That feels like a weak justification.
Spencer's right. Yeah, maybe other people will use the whole you can't prove a negative argument to support bad ideas, but people throughout history have also used the trappings of real, hard science to justify their shitty pseudosciences.
There are assholes everywhere.
I guess that's true.
If you guys are so skeptical, does that mean you have proof of what you believe?
Well.
Oh. We were in the woods the other night and saw something odd.
Right.
Odd?
Yeah, like, enormous feral monster dog odd.
Oh my god, and this is the thing that attacked you.
We don't know. We were hoping you maybe had some ideas.
A giant dog. Was it black?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
I mean, that could be anything. Black dogs are all over myths.
Yeah, no, I know. Hellhounds, guard dogs, ghost dogs, fairy dogs. That's why we need your help narrowing it down.
Where did you say you were?
Freetown State Forest.
The last black dog sighting that I know of was the one in Abington in...
Oh, God, yeah. When was that?
75, 76. I don't know. It was a while ago.
Abington? That's not that close to Freetown.
No, but it was also 40 years ago. I'm sure the dog moved.
It might not be the same one. Did anyone have a guess what the one in the 70s was? Like, what specific brand of mythical black dog?
Something impervious to bullets. Apparently someone shot it and it just walked away and disappeared.
How did we miss this? Abington was included in your research, right?
I've only been looking at 79 through 81. I didn't think anything more than a year out would be relevant.
Year out from what?
We've been doing our own collecting of incidents. It seems like there was another high concentration in and around 1980, so we're just trying to find patterns.
Well, consider us your data collectors. Seems you guys are more tapped in than the usual newcomers, so we can all help each other.
Sure. And who knows? Maybe we'll actually find some real proof.
Ugh. back soon, Jeremy. Jeremy, pull it together. and stop talking to yourself. What is that? Maybe I should just get out of here. Why did I think coming out here was a good idea?
Hello? Hello, is somebody there?
Who? You. Well, this is a weird coincidence.
No kidding.
Come here often?
You'd be surprised. What are you doing here?
It's the lake in Freetown Forest. I couldn't make a trip to the Bridgewater Triangle without coming here.
Right.
What about you?
A woman that I knew, not a friend really, she died here.
Oh, God. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, thank you. It's okay, I think. I know what happened, and I know why she did what she did, and I know why she would say it's okay, but it's, I don't know that it is. I don't know. That doesn't make any sense, but, I think I was hoping that by coming back here, I'd
become okay with it?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. Something like that. Did you just hear a sound?
A sound? What kind of sound?
It was like a humming sound. I've heard it before. Anyway, you didn't hear anything.
No, I didn't, but, did it sound anything like this?
Yep, yes it did. What is that?
It's an EMF detector.
Oh.
I mean, it's great for tracking down disturbances in the electromagnetic field, but not so much for being able to hear anything while you're doing it.
Huh.
They don't all sound like this, but I made some of my own modifications.
Oh, so it's a bespoke EMF detector. Wow. You sure this is just a hobby?
Look, if I could turn it into a career, I would. But not a lot of demand for paranormal investigators.
Yeah, maybe not. But you could think out of the box on this one. I basically made it into a career.
Right. The cool professor.
Those are your words, not mine.
Hey, I stand by it. I would have been front row of your class if you had taught at my college. Though, running into the woods is just as good.
Okay, so what are you hoping to find with that?
I never really know. That's kind of the point. Just let the EMF tell me where to look.
What have you found with it in the past?
Nothing super definitive yet. But it's been going haywire since I got to Bridgewater. So I haven't given up hope.
How did you get into all of this stuff? Your legend tripping and the EMF detector modifying. doesn't seem like something you just fall into.
Yeah, definitely not. I mean, how does anyone become interested in this stuff, right? We have an encounter with something we can't explain.
So you had an encounter?
Yeah, so I may not have been totally honest when I said I was making the pilgrimage to Bridgewater.
Oh?
I actually used to live here. We moved away when I was a kid, yeah, because something happened right here in Freetown Forest. I know this is going to sound crazy, but I was hearing these voices, and I thought I saw someone, but I could never catch up to them. I actually got lost for like an entire night wandering through the woods. But I never found anything. Oh, yikes. That probably sounds like a whole lot of nothing, huh? A kid's overactive imagination that I've somehow turned into a lifelong obsession.
No, not at all. I have the chills right now. I actually, really get it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't really remember it that clearly, but when I was a kid, I got lost here, too.
No, you're kidding.
I'm not. No. Like I said, I it's very foggy. I don't remember it much, but, it's funny. I've spent a lot of time in this forest in the last few weeks, and none of it has brought back memories of that time. But then I had this dream last night, and when I woke up, I just knew I had to come here. God, this sounds so strange, but it's like I'm seeing it differently somehow.
Are you remembering stuff?
I don't know. It all just feels more familiar. Like I can, you know, there was a voice for me, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it wasn't, you know, I've heard voices here, but this one was...
It was friendly.
Yeah. God, this is so weird. I have barely been able to remember that time at all, but now it's all just rushing back.
Maybe it just took someone saying the same thing happened to them to make you feel not crazy. I know it's certainly helping me.
Yeah.
I can't believe we got lost in the same forest as kids.
Well, I guess it's an easy place to get lost.
Yeah, but maybe not such a bad place to find something either, right?
Shit, sorry. Yeah. Where? Yeah, I can be there in 20, probably. No, I'm just in Freetown. Yeah, by the lake. No, I'm completely fine. I just, yeah. Okay, all right. See you soon. Bye.
Cryptid hunting hour over?
No, actually, just, just changing locations. It seems like there was a potential Bigfoot sighting in Hockomock, so I'm meeting some folks there.
Wow, busy day.
Hey, would you like to join me? The people that I'm meeting there are into this stuff, too. I think you'd like them.
Oh, that's okay. I would love to, but, I've got some more stuff to take care of here.
Okay, well, it was really great running into you.
You too. Oh, and hey, listen, if you hear about more sightings and need a monster hunting partner, this is my number. Here, there. Or if you just want to talk about weirdly overlapping childhood trauma, that's good too.
Thanks. I'm going to take you up on that.
I just don't know what you were thinking going back to the lake.
I just wanted to make sure we weren't missing anything about what happened to Celeste.
But you said you didn't find anything.
So, now we know we weren't missing anything.
It was still reckless, going there by yourself.
Are you really gonna talk to me about recklessly going off on your own?
Okay, do you think you could have this argument some other time? Remember, we're supposed to be looking for signs of Bigfoot.
A sentence that's totally normal to me now.
Now, big footprints, claw marks, you know.
Yeah, I know the drill.
I just don't understand what was so urgent.
Oh my God, Dad, can you give it a rest?
We called you right away after Vip and Olivia told us about the Bigfoot sighting, but you couldn't be bothered to wake either of us up.
Look, I wake up early, okay? I had Celeste on my mind, and it just seemed like the thing to do.
I understand wanting to get a better look at the area they found her body, but you should have brought me.
Brought you back to the place where you disappeared the first time? I really don't think so.
Can't you understand? That's exactly why I wouldn't want you going there alone.
Thomas, come on. Jeremy is fine, so can we just...
No, I don't think you get to be mad about this. I was trying to keep you safe, Dad.
I'm your father. It's my job to protect you.
I am a grown man.
But you're not built for this kind of thing.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're the book guy. I'm the guy that goes out there and faces the monsters.
Yeah, and look how that turned out.
I survived, didn't I?
And you'd think I wouldn't?
I think you've spent your life behind a desk.
So what? That makes me soft?
Boys!
Shh. No, Anne, I think we need to have this out.
Quiet.
What? Holy hell. Is that... Jesus.
What do we do? What do we do?
What is it doing?
Watch out!
Shit!
Man! We're in its territory. We have to... Jeremy! We need to run! Dad! Dad! Jeremy. Jeremy.
What the hell was that?
Oh, my God. Where did it go?
Anne, are you okay?
Yeah, I think I'm fine. I'm fine.
Come on, son. Stand up.
Oh, Jesus. How the hell did it vanish like that?
You can thank me for that. Peyton Blake.
We need to talk.
This episode of Bridgewater was written by Lauren Shippen and directed by Brendan Patrick Hughes. Assistant director Sarah Klein. Sound design by Vincent DeJohnny, Rima Elkayali, Josh Thane, and Trevor Young. With music by Chad Lawson. Starring Misha Collins as Jeremy Bradshaw, Melissa Ponzio as Ann Becker, Alan Tudyk as Thomas Bradshaw, Karin Soni as Vipin Khurana, Sabra May as Olivia Hoskins, Cheryl Umania as Officer Bautista, Will Wheaton as Captain Haddock, Trisha Helfer as The Legend Tripper, Stephen Guarino as Dr. Edwards, Nandamisu Dembe as Peyton Blake, Hillary Burton Morgan as Shelley Hoskins, Nikki McCauley as Celeste, and Victoria Grace as Katie Franks. With additional voice acting by Greta Gould, Shelby Young, Adam O'Byrne, Monty Markham, Charlie Bergman, and Taryn Westbrook. Executive producers Aaron Mankey, Misha Collins, Lauren Shippen, Matt Frederick, and Alexander Williams. Supervising producers Josh Thane and Trevor Young. Bridgewater was created by me, Aaron Mankey, and is a production of Grim and Mild and iHeart3D Audio. Learn more about the show over at grimandmild.com/Bridgewater and find more podcasts from iHeartRadio on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And as always, thanks for listening.